Hello, welcome to Baby Boomer Tales. My name is Jim. You can find us at babyboomertales.com. Once you've arrived at our webpage, there are links to our YouTube channel, to our Facebook page, to many places you can listen to our podcast, to our Boomers General store. You can write us at babyboomertales@gmail.com. Do you do Instagram? I'm thinking about going there. I've always left it alone. I mean, my children and grandchildren and whatever have Instagram accounts, and I have an account, but what I'm thinking of doing is taking Baby Boomer Tales there. I don't know much about it. The only time I get on it is when my wife says one of the kids put something on there and I'll look at it. So then I'll look at it real fast. Shoot, I don't even have a bookmark on my computer for it. I have to get up on the search engine or start typing INS. Then it comes up. You know how that works? So I'm thinking about it. It would be one more place we could promote Baby Boomer Tales. All this promoting and things are going towards AI, artificial intelligence. You know what I'm talking about? It's everywhere now. Everyone's saying, use AI. We've got the great AI for you. All that stuff. It can even do your podcast for you. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to do my own podcast. I'm not going to use AI for storytelling or any of that stuff. I am not going to use AI to pick my music or edit my show or any of that. Yeah, I'm a little bit leery anyway. Maybe I shouldn't put that out there. AI is probably monitoring me as we speak. But I remember watching The Terminator, the movie The Terminator. I think they had one or two sequels also. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was the bad guy. I think later on there was a Terminator that looked like Arnold that was like the un-Terminator. I can't remember. I remember the first movie though, and that robot that could think for itself was out to kill all the people in the world, and I just don't want to have any part of that. I'll do my own finning around here, Baba Louie. Okay, well, thanks, Quick Draw. You know, the way our voice sounds progresses as we age. When we're a little kid, you know, we sound all squeaky and stuff. I thought my girls always sounded like chipmunks. Then one day they were grown women, and I wondered what happened to that chipmunk voice, if you know what I mean. So your chipmunk voice when you're little, and then especially males, once they hit preteen, their voice starts to crack, and they'll be talking like this, and all that stuff, you know. And then the teenagers, they start sounding a little bit like a man then. The girls are probably starting to sound more like a woman than a little girl. But by the time you get to your 20s, for the next 40 years, your voice is pretty much the same. And then you start growing older, and your voice definitely changes. I've noticed that even in the last few years with my voice. Sometimes when I listen to an old podcast, I think I sound like Grandpa, one of my grandpas. Now, I don't think I ever sounded like my dad, but I do think I sound like my dad's dad, Grandpa Earl. Yeah, Earl. No, Earl, we have Earl all over the place here on Baby Boomer Tales. That's the way I think I sound sometimes. I try to keep it from happening, at least when I'm recording a podcast. But I really have to concentrate to enunciate correctly. When I first started recording podcasts 5 years ago, I really had to concentrate a lot to not slur my words and mumble and all that stuff. And I think I've trained myself fairly well. I do slip back into that a lot, though. So, I guess it's okay to sound like Grandpa. Heck, I am a grandpa.
Wow! That transporter is such a trip. Think so?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 All right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Housekeeping.
our housekeeping this week. Last episode, I was talking about money, and I said something to the tune of E Pluribus Unum, stamped on all of our coins, was translated In God We Trust. And that is not true. The translation for that is Out of Many, One. But both that Latin phrase and In God We Trust is stamped on almost every U.S. coin. So, my mistake there, it's not translated In God We Trust. Our top 10 55 years ago, that's the top 10 popular songs this week in 1969. Number 10, Sweet Cherry Wine, Tommy James and the Shondells. Number 9, by Tommy Rowe, Dizzy. Number 8, Time is Tight, Booker T and the MGs. Number 7, Galveston, by Glenn Campbell. Number 6, 25 Miles, Edwin Starr. Number 5, by Jerry Butler, Only the Strong Survive. Number 4, by the Cowsills, Hair. Number 3, It's Your Thing, the Isley Brothers. Number 2, You've Made Me So Very Happy, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And the number 1 song, it's for the third week, it'll end up being number 1 for 6 weeks, by the Fifth Dimension, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. It's the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Remember that? What I'm going to do here now is I'm going to read you 31 famous quotes, and I got this from a blog by Meredith Hart. Now remember, please, if I give a quote and it's by somebody that maybe you don't like, you've heard bad things about, you've always had a thing against that person for whatever reason, just please remember, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I picked these 31 out of 100 on the blog. So I think they're pretty good. And I don't agree with every one of the people that quoted. That's okay. Okay, so don't shut down just because I quote so-and-so and you think they're a bum. Okay? Maybe you think all these people are great. Actually, they all are familiar names with everybody. So let's start this out with the number 1 quote. And they're not in any order or anything. And please forgive me if I stumble while I'm reading these. I think I might have a little bit of a reading problem, maybe a something in my brain. It takes me a long time to read things. I find I read it over and over. When I read out loud, sometimes I have to go back because I stumbled over a word or something. So bear with me here. I'm doing my best. Number 1. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Nelson Mandela. Number 2. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Walt Disney. Number 3. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt. Number 4. If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. Oprah Winfrey. Number 5. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Number 6. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Mother Teresa. Number 7. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Franklin Roosevelt. Number 8. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. Number 9. Well done is better than well said. Benjamin Franklin. Number 10. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Helen Keller. Number 11. It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. Aristotle. Number 12. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Number 13. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Oscar Wilde. Number 14. You will face many defeats in life, but never let yourself be defeated. Maya Angelou. Number 15. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. Henry David Thoreau. Number 16. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Abraham Lincoln. Number 17. Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Babe Ruth. Number 18. In this life, we cannot do great things. We can only do small things with great love. Mother Teresa. Number 19. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison. Number 20. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss. Number 21. If life were predictable, it would cease to be life and be without flavor. Eleanor Roosevelt. Number 22. Life is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Number 23. Life is never fair, and perhaps it is a good thing for most of us that it is not. Oscar Wilde. Number 24. The only impossible journey is the one you never began. Tony Robbins. Number 25. Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. Albert Einstein. Number 26. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Mae West. Number 27. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Number 28. Don't worry when you are not recognized, but strive to be worthy of recognition. Abraham Lincoln. Number 29. Do not let making a living prevent you from making a life. John Wooden. Number 30. Life itself is the most wonderful fairy tale. Hans Christian Andersen. Number 31. May you live all the days of your life. Jonathan Swift. There's some pretty good ones in there, I do believe. I think they were worth taking up this 15 minutes or so on. There's so many wonderful quotes out there in books and the Bible and from great men and women, and I just didn't even probably scratch the surface. You may like our silver episode number 7 from March 2019. It's titled Grandparents. I talk about that old codger that has a special place in my heart, my grandpa Earl. I talk about all 4 of my grandparents with love and affection. It's one of my early podcasts, but looking back, I think it's priceless. Strive to be kind without even trying. Thanks for riding along today. I'll be back next Wednesday. Peace out.